Elizabeth Warren, Fox News is a hate-for-profit scam, pushing white nationalists. By Pam Key on May 30, 2019. Thursday on ABC's The View, 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said she refused to do a Fox News town hall because the network was what she called a hate-for-profit scam. Warren said, "Here's how I see this, I want to go everywhere. Look at it this way. I have three brothers, older brothers I grew up with back in Oklahoma. One is a Democrat, do the math on this. I want to reach out to everybody. I've been 18 states. I was just in Kermit, West Virginia. They describe it as the reddest of the red. We did a town hall where there were folks who quite openly said I voted for Donald Trump. May vote for him again, but wanted to hear what I had to say and wanted selfies by the time we got to the end. That's a good thing. I've been to a lot of different places, not just our early battleground states but to Utah, into Mississippi, into Alabama, and Tennessee, and I want to keep doing that. Here's the deal about Fox News executives, and that is they're running a hate-for-profit scam." She continued, "They're out there pushing white nationalists at a time when people are marching in Charlottesville. They give a platform to people who describe immigration as making our country poorer and dirtier. They attack a young man and try to sully his reputation after he's murdered just because they think it's a good attack on Democrats. Here's the deal about those town halls, they make a lot of money off those town halls. Right now, advertisers are getting really antsy about being with Fox on a regular basis because they don't want their brands associated with them. We do town halls and bring in a big Democratic audience to watch that night, and then the sales reps for Fox come out and say, 'Oh, look at our high numbers and look how even-handed we are.' I'm just not going to give them a full hour to help raise money and help get credibility because they were willing to talk to me for an hour." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.